Oh, they tell you while you're young, girls go out and have your fun. Then they hunt and slay the ones who actually do it. Criticize the way you fly when you're soaring through the sky. Shoot you down and then they sigh and say she looks like she's been through it. Lord, what will become of me once I've lost my novelty? Will you still want me when I'm nothing new? The excitement about new things, new people, when they first burst on the scene. It's something, isn't it? All the hype, all the PR, all the backing. Certainly in my industry. But in so many others. It's about the new thing, isn't it? The newcomer, the new person. Let's get the fresh faces on the biggest TV shows. And then what happens? They fade away, of course. Of course they do. Because of what I've just said. Everyone moves on to the next new thing, the new person coming through. So in 99% of the cases, they miss people's improvement. They miss the journey of the person or things they said was going to be the next big thing. And I'm really not sure why they do it. What's in it for anyone? But I know what drives it, our inherent human nature to look at the new shiny thing in the room, rather than the beautiful object of desire that is a masterpiece. In short, we get bored too easily, even by a masterpiece. We are bored by a masterpiece. And this seems strange to me. There are artists, works of art, and things in all walks of life that are masterpieces. I went to Florence. I was lucky enough to go to see Michelangelo's David, a museum there. It's amazing, an incredible, incredible sculpture. It's wondrous, you know, it's like the eighth wonder of the world. It's beautiful beyond words. It's moving. It's incredible. And we went back to the hotel that night, and we got chatting with this guy who worked a reception, and he said, "What did you do today?" And I said, "We've seen Michelangelo's David." And he said, "Oh, wow." He said, "You know, I've lived here my whole life and I've never seen it." And I was like, okay. I mean, there are sights in London I've never seen, I'm sure, you know, things in museums I'm never sure for certain. And sometimes you miss things under, you know, on your own doorstep. And he said, "I'm sure it's great though, because I see the replica all the time. There's this replica, a bronze replica, on a plinth in a piazza." And he says, "I see the replica all the time, and that's amazing. It's amazing." And I said, "You think it's amazing?" And he said, "Yeah, it's wondrous, it's amazing." I said, "But you've never seen the real thing, even though it's just down the road from you." And he said, well, yeah, you know, why would I? I've seen the replica." That's the definition of replica, isn't it? It's exactly the same, you know? And I said, "Well, sure. But if you went to see an Elton John tribute act in Florence, that was exactly the same as Elton John." And then I said, "Well, hang on, the real Elton John is playing for $10 down the road." You wouldn't say, "Well, you know, no, I'm not interested, I've seen him now." And he said, "Well, I might do." What the fuck? People don't give a fuck about masterpieces. The real deal. The works of art that took years to sculpt, to perfect, to hone their craft in front of no one. Because they did this because they knew that they were crafting works of art that would affect lives, change lives, inspire and uplift. You know? Yes, I'm obviously talking about me. I'm obviously talking about me. How can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? Will you still want me when I'm nothing new? I'm obviously talking about me. I'm describing Michelangelo's David, but I'm talking about me, obviously. Me. Me. Some people don't care about me. They just want the new thing. If they see the piss-poor replicas, then they are happy. Well, they don't know what happy is. You, my friend, have accepted a piss-poor replica of happiness. And it's time you ditch the new for the old masterpiece. And that is word for word the press release for my new show. Hope to see you there in 2022. I know I will see you there. There's nothing worth seeing that's new. See old. I promise you. Old. Every time. Old. That's the love.